So let's review. Our shir began with the Mishnah describing the third and fourth pious, daily lots that were cast to determine which kahan would merit the various havoidas in the Beis HaMikdash. Zok the Mishnah, HaPayas HaShlishi Chadoshim LeKetayris Bo VeFisu. The third pious was for the avoida of sacrificing the daily Ketayris. It was announced in the Azara that this pious is open only to those who have never before performed this avoida. VeHervi Chadoshim Emishonim Mima LeEvar Min HaKevesh LeMizbeach. The fourth pious, open to all, was for the avodah of bringing the evarim of the carbon tamid from the kevesh to the mizbeach. The Gemara explains the reason for the announcement. Tana, mi oilim loishana odem ba my taima amr pchanina memneishim asheres. They would not allow a kohen to do keteris more than once, so that others would also have the opportunity to perform this special avodah, which brings abundant blessing to all those who participate in it. This is derived from the pasuk yisimu keteri ba'apecha v'cholol amizbechecha, which is followed by the pasuk Baruch Hashem Cheloi. However, carbon oila, alluded to in the phrase B'chol Amiz Bechecha, does not have this segula, because Hashchicha V'Holi Shchicha, oila is more frequent while Keteris is less frequent. Rashi explains that it's logical that this segula is attached to the less frequent Avoida, otherwise everybody would be rich. While discussing these Pesukim and Pashas of Azeis HaBracha, the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Lo Mishkachas Tzuvah Mirabanan Demoiri, Young Tamid HaChacham who can render halachic questions are found only from the tribes of Levi or Yisachar. By Shevet Levi the Pasuk says, Yoyru Mishpatech LeYakov. And by Shevet Yisachar the Pasuk says, Umimnei Yisachar Yoydei Bina Le'itim L'das Mayas Yisrael. The Gemara continues, Amr B'yechnan, Ein Mefaisin Al Tamid Shal Ben Harbaim, El Koin Shazachar B'Beshachris Zoychar B'y Arvis. Birchanan says that there was no separate pious for the afternoon Karbat Tamid, but rather the same Kahanim who performed the Avodah of the Tamid Shal Shachar would perform the same Avodahs of the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. The Gemara asks from a Brais which says, Kishem Shemefaisen Shachris, Kach Mefaisen Bein Arbayim. We make a pious in the afternoon just as in the morning. The Gemara answers that this is referring to Shabbos, when the weekly changing of the Mishmaris would occur, and new Kahanim would be serving in the afternoon, therefore a new pious is needed. Generally, though, the same Kahanim who performed the morning Tamid would also perform the afternoon Tamid. The Gemara returns to the Mishnah. V'harvi chadoshim im yishanim, mimala evar min hakevesh l'mizbeach. The fourth pious, open to all, was for bringing the evarim of the carbon Tamid from the kevesh to the mizbeach. The Gemara cites a Mishnah Masechtas Tamid. Relezev ben Yaakov oimer, hamala evarim lekevesh, hu mal oisin l'mizbeach. Relezev ben Yaakov disagrees with our Mishnah and holds that there was no separate pious for bringing the Evarim from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach, but rather the same Kohanim who brought the Evarim to the Kevesh would later bring them up to the Mizbeach. The Gemara explains the Machlokes as follows. Our Mishnah holds that there was a separate pious because Berovam Hadras Melech, having more people involved in the mitzvah, brings greater honor to Hashem. Blessed Ben Yaakov holds, Mokim Shechina Lab Oyachara. It's not proper for it to appear that those who brought the Evarim to the Kevesh will not be bothered to complete the job and bring it up to the Mizbeach. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we must say that the fourth pious was for the machta of the Keteris, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would obviously disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, who on the previous staff maintained that the machta was included in the pious of Keteris. The next Mishnah states, Tamid karv betisha ba'asara ba'achad aser b'shneim aser le'pachas av le'yoser. The karmat Tamid is brought by anywhere from 9 to 12 kahanim, depending on the situation, ketzad. Atzmoy betes. The carbon and associated nesachim are brought by non-kahanim, as listed in the previous Mishnah Daf Chaf Ayman Aleph. It must be pointed out that the previous Mishnah said that 13 kahanim were generally involved in the Tamid Shal Shachar as follows: mi sheichit, mi zorik, mi medashin mezvech apanimi, u mi medashin es manoira, which is 4. Next, u mi mal levam lekevish, which consists of the next 6 kahanim, who would each bring one of the following: harosh v'haregel, v'shtei ha'yadayim, ha'okas v'aregel, v'achaz v'agera, v'shtei ha'defanis, v'akrevayim. In addition, the next 3 kahanim would bring v'hasoilis, v'achavit, and v'ayayin, for a total of 13 kahanim. Shleisha asar kahanim zochu boy. When our Mishnah says tamid karv, it's referring to the last 9 kahanim who bring the carbon to the mizbeach. The Gemara later cites a braisa taught by Rebchia that as our Mishnah increases the number of kahanim from 9 to 12, we must correspondingly increase the number of kahanim in the previous Mishnah from 13 to 16. Bechag, biyad echad sleicha shalmayin harikan asara. on the Yom Tov of Sukkos, an additional kohen brings the flask of water for Nischamayim. Number 10. And in the previous Mishnah, number 14. Bein harbayim, ba'achad aser, hu atzmai betisha, v'shnayim biyodim shnei gizari etzim. Every afternoon, the carbon tumen had 11 kohanim, because two additional kohanim would bring the two pieces of wood that were added to the fire on the Mizbeach each afternoon before the tumid, number 11, and number 15. Or, b'shabbos b'echad aser, hu atzmai betisha, v'shnayim biyodim shnei bezichi levoyne shalechem aponim. Every Shabbos would also have 11 kohanim involved, because two kohanim would bring the two spoons of levoyne that were on the shulchan between the 12 loaves of lechem aponim, number 11 and number 15. U'b'shabbos b'teicha chag, b'yad echad tzlecha shalmayim. On Shabbos of Sukkos, in addition to the 11 kohanim needed every Shabbos, another kohen would bring the flask of water for the nisach hamayim, number 12 and number 16. The Gemara proves from our Mishnah, Ein menaschen mayim b'chag el b'tomet shel shachar. Nisach hamayim on Sukkos was only performed in the morning with the tomet shel shachar. If we did nisach hamayim afternoon as well, we would need 12 kohanim every afternoon of Sukkos, not only on Shabbos morning, one for the water and 11 which were needed every afternoon. The Gemara then brings a story where a tzeduki, who did not hold from nisach hamayim, shepam echad nosach agabi raglav rugamu kolam b'ser again. He didn't pour the water into the bowl, but over his feet, and the entire crowd threw their esregim at him in protest. So we see that nisach hamayim was performed only in the morning when everyone had their lulav and esreg during hal. Our Gemara had mentioned the two pieces of wood that were added to the mizbeach each afternoon. The Gemara brings the source for this avodah. Tanya, Shimon ben Yechai Omer, minayin l'tamet shel ben habayim shetoin shnei gizori eitzim b'shnei kahanim shenema v'orchu eitzim. Im eina inin the tumet shel shachar dechsev uvir leha koyin eitzim babuker babuker v'orch aleha tnei inin the tumet shel ben habayim. Pshim Baichai explains that the pasuk uvir leha koyin eitzim babuker babuker already teaches us to bring shnei gizari eitzim before the tumet shel shachar. Therefore, the pasuk v'orchu eitzim ala eish must be referring to the tumet shel ben habayim. However, there is a small difference. In the morning, one koyin brings the shnei gizari eitzim, because uvir is loshon yachid, singular. In the afternoon, two kahanim bring the shnei gezari etzim, because v'archu is loshon rabim, plural. The next Mishnah. Ayil karv be'achad asar. The previous Mishnah had mentioned that a lamb takes six kahanim to bring the evam to the mizbeach. An ayil, a ram, being a larger animal, takes 11 kahanim just to bring up the evam. Habasar b'chamisha, hakrevayim, v'asoylis v'ayayin, b'shnayim shnayim. Par, karv be'esrim barba, a cow being even larger, requires 24 kahanim. Haresh v'haregel, haresh ba'achad v'haregel b'shnayim, ho'okitz v'haregel, ho'okitz b'shnayim v'haregel b'shnayim, hachaz v'hageira, hachaz v'yechad v'hageira b'shloisha, shtei yedayim b'shnayim, v'shtei defanis b'shnayim, hakrevayim v'asoylis v'yayin b'shloisha shloisha. Bamed v'mamurim b'kabonis tzibur. That all these kahanim are needed to bring up the evam to the mizbeach is only for a carbon tzibur. A carbon yachid imratz lahakrav makrav. A private carbon may be handled even by one kohen, should he so desire, and a pious is not necessary. Have sheitim benituchan shel elu ve'elu shavin. As Abraisa explains, tana have sheitim benituchan shavin bizar. The skinning and cutting up of the meat in both carbonus tzibur and carbonus yachid may be performed by a non kohen.